Thank you so much for calling. It's Josh speaking.
Hi, Josh. This is Donna Snyder. You had just tried to reach me, and I didn't get to my phone in time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Donna, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely great. So I just wanted to get on call and give you a brief update how we're going to be moving forward. So I am one of the project managers who is going to be working on your project to make sure that whatever services you have signed up for, I get them delivered to you. So I just wanted to get a brief idea of what your book is about, the idea about your book, and the current status where the book stands currently at.
Okay, sure. It's a children's book. It's an ABC book. It's a rhythm and rhyme book, so each letter has one page devoted with one or two sentences with a corresponding illustration. Initially, the book had photographs. Well, we had photographs of my dog, who's a therapy dog, and then we've taken the photographs and sort of made them slightly, not very much, but slightly cartoonish so that they will appeal to children. So It has the 26 letters of the alphabet, and then at the back of the book is a resource section. I'm a former elementary teacher and principal. And so the back of the book is a resource section of probably 25 pages of ideas and suggestions for children and for parents or teachers. And I have that subdivided into various types of subcategories.
Oh, that sounds great and interesting. And what would be the current status of your book? Is it like completed, you would just need help with formatting, or what would be the current status where the book stands at right now?
It is about 99% finished. The only thing I need to work a little bit more on is I do want to have a small section of where I want to cite some sources, because I reference a lot of that in the resource section about the benefits of therapy dogs in schools, and so I want to make sure that I have at least a few sources cited that parents or educators could go to. The other part that I don't have, although I have it identified, is a picture for the cover and a picture for the front cover, the back cover, but I have photos identified for those. So I'd say it's 99%+ finished.
Sounds great. We're going to complete that one person, and we'll ensure that we have these things completed and taken care of. And regarding the book cover as well, that is something that we surely can design from our end as well. So even if you have like sort of an idea regarding the cover as well, we surely will go ahead and replicate that idea to create a unique and creative cover for you. And how we're going to move forward is I have sent you an email from my end. It might have landed up in your junk or spam folder. So all you have to do is I have shared two forms with you. One is the book editing form, and the other one is a book cover form. So book editing form is just a general form that you have to fill out, which includes the title of your book, the page count, just the basic details, so that I can share it with my writing team and they can have it formatted. And the other form is the book cover form, which you just have to fill out informing us the idea about the book cover or if you have any sample images. And I'm going to have that assigned to my illustration team, and we're going to work on the cover for you as well. And along with that, you just have to reply back with the manuscript as well that you have, or if you have any additional material as well, just like you mentioned that you wanted to add some sources as well and conditions. So if you have those links as well, or if you have document on that as well, you can share that along with the manuscript, and we'll have it compiled for you.
That sounds terrific. I'm looking at my email right now. I just opened my spam folder, and I don't see anything in there. And I'm looking at my new mail folder, and
just give me 1 second. Let me send that email again. One quick minute. Okay, let me send you the email again. And the email would spell out as djsnyd@aol.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay, just give me 1 second. I'm having it sent again. Mm-hmm. Donna, the email has been sent out from my end. Can you refresh and check the junk or spam folder once again?
Yep, sure will.
Sure, you can let me know I'm on the same call. Or if there's any issue, we can have an alternative in this case.
So I just have something that's come through. Yep, I see it. It says book cover. Yep.
And
okay.
The book editing form.
The book cover. And what is this one? Let me open this. Yep. Uh-huh. Book editing.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay. I'll fill those out and send those back to you.
Perfect. And what I'm going to do is, as soon as you share these files with me, I am going to share the same with my team. Usually we take, like, to send the first job, we take around, like, 6 to 8 business days. But since your work is almost done, I'm just going to have a word with my team, and I'm going to communicate the timeline to you within 1 to 2 business days. After reviewing the work, I'll let you know what the time frame would be for the first job and the completed version, and I'll let you know about that. So just last thing that I want to inquire from your end is there any specific deadline that you might have in your mind that you're targeting?
I'm sorry, is there any specific, I didn't hear the rest of your question.
Yep, so is there any specific deadline that you might be targeting to have your book published?
Initially I was told it would probably take 4 to 6 weeks. Does that sound about right?
Yep, perfect. We'll have it taken care of. Or even if it's before that, I'll let you know within 1 to 2 business days once I receive the manuscript and the documents from you. All right?
That sounds terrific. I'm going to work on those and send that out to you this afternoon. Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.